The following programming is sponsored by Don Beischel. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening. Or if you want to stay even closer, you can download the WWDBAM app on your Android or your iPhone. Well, my friend, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it is me. It is your girl. It's your sister. It's your friend. I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And right beside me is my life partner, my love, and my very best friend, my guy, my awesome co-host. He's my husband, Tyrone. He's going to greet you at this time.
Good evening, everyone. So glad to be here for another edition of A Dose of Hope.
I'm glad you're here too, husband. And so this is a very special edition. This is our pre-Father's Day edition of A Dose of Hope.
Amen.
And we are excited to celebrate the wonderful fathers that we have in our lives or we have had in our lives. But before we get to that, we always have our fun this or that edition of the show. And so what you got for us today, husband?
Okay, so I'm going on with the good weather outside. We can get out and do some more things.
Mm-hmm.
So my question today is, if you can go on a field trip, would you want to go to a zoo, an amusement park, or a local park?
Okay. Tell me my options again.
Okay, so a zoo,
uh-huh,
which we're famous for in Philadelphia, an amusement park,
okay,
or a local park.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the nail salon or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay. Hey, oh, okay. If it's in a park, it might work now. You got something going on there.
All right. So let me see. Zoo, park, or an amusement park. One of them has to go immediately.
Okay.
For me, I'm going to get rid of the amusement park. That is not my type of hype. You know, that's too much fun for me.
I feel you.
I don't do the rides anymore.
Yes.
You know, that was yesteryear for me. But, you know, we can't underestimate the value of getting outside and going to parks and things like that. Especially, we're going to get some of that vitamin D and fresh air and what have you. I think I'm going to go with the park. There is so much to do that, you know, people don't even realize. You have walking trails.
Right.
Some parks have swimming, if you're so inclined,
mm-hmm,
or grills. And, you know, some of them have paddle boat and, mm, and courts for, you know, my favorite sport now is pickleball.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm going to go with local parks. That's my final answer.
And a little fishing on the side there, too.
There you go. So, yeah, see?
Okay.
We're here.
Well, I see you there, but we are here on that part, but I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to go a zoo because you know how I love animals. You know, I can't go down the street without seeing an animal and try to call it to come to me. So I will definitely go to a zoo because of all the animals that are there. They fascinate me.
Okay, excellent. I'm not surprised. But whatever your choice is, we hope that this season, this summer, this warm weather, you'll be able to get outdoors and be able to enjoy nature and
yes,
enjoy fun and
mm-hmm,
good times with family, loved ones, and friends. That is always a good time and good event.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So we're talking about Father's Day today. And I have one of the best fathers that I know sitting right here beside me.
Oh.
And it has been my honor and a privilege to stand beside him, to walk beside him as for the past 30 plus years, as we raised our children and our family and been able to nurture them. And as the word says, train them up in the way in which they should go. And so we're going to talk to Tyrone about his experience being a father down through the years. But first, we're going to hear a selection. And after that, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. Although questions arose in my mind, would I be man enough against wrong? Choose right and be standing up. From the hospital that first night, took an hour just to get the car seat in right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night, I don't think one wink I slept as I slipped out my bed to your crib. I crept, touched your head gently, felt my heart melt because I knew I loved you more than life itself. Into my and I beg the Lord, please let me be a good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Just me and you.
And we are back. Thank you so much for staying with us or joining us if you're just tuning in. And today's episode is a tribute to fathers. As we know, this coming Sunday, we're going to celebrate Father's Day. And this is a time where we will honor those special fathers or father figures in our lives. And so dads are going to go to the restaurants or we're going to have celebrations at our homes or different ways that we can express our love to those fathers and father figures that are in our lives. And that is wonderful. I am looking forward to that time to celebrate the special fathers in our lives. And as I said, I have the best, if not one of the best fathers that I've ever known sitting right here with me on this broadcast. And we need to understand and appreciate that the Bible teaches that we are to honor our father and mother, that our days may be long. It's connected to longevity. And Father's Day is the time that we can do just that. We can honor our fathers, our grandfathers, uncles, our brothers, teachers, friends, mentors, those special men in your life. Let them know you appreciate them, all that they've done. And you see them, you see what they have done, and you celebrate with them for all of their wonderful contributions.
Yes.
To the family.
Absolutely.
Right? The community.
Yes.
And to the body of Christ. And so earthly fathers are to be examples before their children of our Heavenly Father.
That's right.
And not just to their children, but to those who they come in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
The community, even in the workplace, or wherever they are. The role of the father helps shape generations to come. And one thing we know is when Jesus was on the cross, he cried out, Abba, Father, which indicated a close intimacy with our God, meaning, Father, I will always obey you. And so I want to encourage you that every day is Father's Day. And so we have to learn to celebrate those people who mean so much in our lives, those fathers who make a difference, who've made an impact. Unfortunately for some, this is a difficult season.
Yeah.
Because they've experienced loss of their father figure, spouse, loved one that left somewhat of a void. And we are praying for you. Our family is dealing with that just now. Husband, you want to talk about what happened, what's gone on in the past 6 months with our family?
Sure. There's been a lot of transition, physically and also, you know, in December 29th, my dad, Tyrone Young Sr., transitioned. And it's been a difficult time, I can honestly say.
Yeah, and this is the first Father's Day that we won't be able to celebrate dad or for our children and our nieces and nephew, grandpop or cousin Tyrone or Reverend Tyrone Sr. And so it's going to be a little different, but we will always cherish and honor his life and his legacy.
Yes.
Because One thing about Tyrone Sr., he was full of life and he had such a love for the Lord and his family.
Absolutely.
And he didn't keep it a secret at all.
Not at all.
So we thank God for his life. And praying comfort to you, husband, and to my brothers-in-law. Yes. I'm going to say my brothers in love during this time, and our niece and nephew and our daughter.
Yes.
Our daughter, you know, in the passing of Tyrone Young Sr. But so with a father, certain roles are attributed to a father. As yes. I said, fathers are supposed to be the earthly example of our heavenly father. And so certain roles come along with that. And there are many, but I'm just going to talk to you today, Tyrone, about a few of those roles. And I just want you to share whatever comes to mind, whatever your experience has been as you have fathered our children.
Okay.
And so one of the main roles that comes to mind when I think of a father, especially, is the priest. Mm-hmm. In the household.
Right.
You know, that one who leads families to worship. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about what that means for you with your family, especially.
So to be the priest of the family is probably the most important job of a father, because mm-hmm. you are actually keeping a covering over your family. A spiritual covering over your family by going to God on their behalf, being able to pray for them, be able to listen to them, and be able to come straight from the Word, you know, because that is so important to keep God's Word when it comes to just to keeping a hedge of protection around your family. So to be the priest of the family, to be able to lead out in prayer, to just explain the importance of God in our lives is a great task as a father.
Okay. And you do it well. You do it also well.
Thank you.
You pray for, but you pray with. And that means a lot.
Amen.
That we are able to pray together with our son and our daughter.
Yes.
And pray for them as well, because they're grown now. And so it's a little different. They're not in the household anymore. And so, you know, as the saying goes, when they're young, you have them on your lap. And when they get older, you have them on your heart.
Amen.
But
Amen.
We can always keep them covered.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we can't be there, we can send our prayers with them. And so I thank God for that covering that you provide for our family. Now, you did, you mentioned about protector. You kind of segued into that. So we'll go there
okay.
next. What does that mean for you? What has that meant for you?
So to be a protector of a family, you know, wow, it's not just a physical protection, which is definitely important. You know, you want to make sure you kill the bugs and the spiders. And
how about that?
all those little things that
yes,
come along,
sir.
But the big things as well. You know, when things are when things may be going a little haywire for our kids, you know, to be protecting over them, you know, whether it's speaking out for them or giving them encouragement is a great form of protection, as well as the physical protection. And you know, when you pray for them, you're protecting them against the just the enemy, the devil, and the spirits that go are throughout this world. So
yeah.
it's not only to be a protector physically, but spiritually and emotionally as well.
Yeah, I love that answer. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking about Father's Day that's coming up and the wonderful celebrations that will take place. And we have my husband and father of my children here talking about his experiences as a father. And so we're going to continue talking to Tyrone Young Jr. about being such a wonderful and awesome father.
Thank you.
And so one of the other roles that comes with being a father is a provider. Now, sometimes that gets a bad rap. Because as a provider, that means, you know, you have to do something. And so work is usually the way to do that. And some fathers get the label of a workaholic, or, you know, they're always at work or what
oh,
have
yeah.
you.
Talk
about your experience as being a provider.
So being a provider, and it's so funny that you led segued into this topic the way you did, because I would say you know, much earlier in our marriage. Up until, I would say, recently, it's always been my mind that, you know, you had to be out, you had to be working to provide, you know, 80 hours a week, five, six, seven days a week, you know, all hours of the day. Whereas though that is not such as an important part of being there for your family. There are things that money cannot buy. Yeah. And that is time and companionship and, mm-hmm. you know, just watching your children grow and by, you know, by extension, your family grow.
Yeah.
You know, there have been many times where I've missed out on opportunities to be there for the children. And, you know, I thank you for the double duty that you covered, you know, pictures and videos. And, you know, it just wasn't the same. And I'm very happy that it finally hit me, you know, that God really enlightened me to be able to know the importance of being there, to be able to take the time off when you need it, that, you know, it's, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, but there will always be jobs, but, you know, there are missed opportunities that you may never get again to spend with your children, with your family. And that is more, much more important than money.
Awesome. Yeah, it's about those memories that we cherish forever.
Yes.
You know, they say, you know, we were coming, if it wasn't in writing, it didn't happen. Now, if you don't have a picture, it didn't happen.
That's right.
But like you said, it's not the same as getting the pictures and videos as actually being there.
Right.
And so, you know, and even with that, you know, some advice for maybe fathers who find themselves in that predicament. It's not too late.
Right.
Like you said, you realized and you started to change things so that you could make the time to be present.
Right.
And have make those memories together with your family. So, all right. Let's see. Teacher, the father as a teacher. What say ye?
Okay. A teacher, first and foremost, I'm going to say, as long as it's not math. A teacher is such an important role as well. And I'm not just talking about teaching, you know, math, science, English, you know, helping with homework and all those type of things. But teaching, you know, teaching the morals and values of what it takes to be a decent human being, to be compassionate towards others, to love God, to love your family, to be a blessing to all that you to everything that you do, just give 110% in all you do. And, you know, that just is just a teaching. It's so many teaching moments that go on. You know, there are times when things aren't always going to go your way, but you learn a lesson from them. And to be able to, you know, dust yourself off and pick yourself up off the ground are teachable moments. And to be able to learn from those moments is a great teaching in itself.
Oh, I love that response because, you know, one thing we have to, well, I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm as many degrees and certificates and things that I have.
Amen.
I'm smart enough to know that I still have a lot to learn. And so I like what you said, teachable moments.
Yes.
Now, we don't have all the answers. We don't have it figured out. Children didn't come with manuals other than the Word of God.
Because
in the Word of God, you're going to find everything pertaining to life and godliness. That's what it says. And so in a sense, we do have a manual. But, you know, it's a learning process. And so for some of us, it's a learning curve.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
It takes us time. But thanks be to God that we have the Holy Spirit as our helper. So we're coming, wrapping up, talking about role models or being a role model. Talk to me, one, about you, your experience as a role model, and then some role models that you have had who have helped you to become the fine man and father that you are today.
So being a role model is, wow, that's a huge responsibility because, you know, you never know who is watching you. So you have to be aware of everything that you're doing because you don't know what young man, what young woman may be watching what you're doing, you know, and especially when it comes to your kids, because they see you, you know, they see you behind the scenes. So, you know, you may have a little crust in your eye in the morning sometimes and wake up, but, you know, it's just the perception that you are
giving, just the advice that you give, just the way that you live your life is so important. And one of the things that I remember growing up was Charles Barkley said he was not a role model, which is, you know, which when we are out in public, when, you know, whether we're an athlete, an actor, or just, you know, just walking everyday life, people are, like I said, people are watching us, and we have to be careful how we govern ourselves.
That's the truth. And one thing you alluded to is our children. Children are sponges, okay? They're sponges, but they can't hold what they take in.
Right.
So they're going to have some leaks. So whatever said or done in the household, you better know it's coming out eventually.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes it's at the most inopportune and embarrassing time.
Yes.
But, you know, seriously, we definitely want to set the right example. I remember having a screensaver, and I still have it in my history, my photograph. It says, I can't do and say anything. My daughter is watching me.
Amen.
And so that kept me in line a many a day. My son is looking at me.
Yes.
You know, like you say, they get the behind the scenes, yes. The real.
Yes.
So, okay. Now talk to us about role models that you've had in your life and how they've helped to shape you and leave an impression on you.
Okay, absolutely. There are quite a couple that actually stand out to me right off the bat. Of course, my dad, the late Tyrone Young Sr. I'm going to say Elder Donald Nash. I'm going to say Elder Owen Wooten Sr. And it's two men who have been great in my life. Your uncles, the late Stephen Winder and Sherman Winder, that have been inspirational to me, been such a blessing to me. They took me under their wing from the first moment I met them, and I just thank God for them and the men in my life who have made a difference to me.
Awesome. Well, we're wrapping up. So what advice would you give to new fathers or seasoned fathers or those in between, fathers everywhere? What would you say to them to encourage them?
Put God first in your life and put your family even closer than the rest of the world, because your family is always going to be there for you. The world will disappear. Those worldly things will disappear, but your family will always be with you. So I keep your family close and keep God in it.
All right. That is encouraging words and sage advice. Well, thank you. What a wonderful interview.
Thank you.
You did well. Now, so, you know, with the role of father, certain things are attached to it as well. And the world knows this as dad jokes.
Okay.
And you are one who has a very good sense of humor.
All right.
But you come with your dad jokes.
Yes, I do.
For sure. And so I want to ask you, do you have any dad jokes to wrap us up with today?
Okay, so as a matter of fact, you know, I got a couple right off the top of my head.
All right, go for it.
All right, so let's see. How about this one? Mm-hmm. How many apples grow on a tree? Okay, and you get, okay, so I'm going to say all of them.
Oh, get it.
Okay.
Every last one.
All right.
I'm over here trying to count on fingers and toes,
all right?
I got you. I
won't put you through that much work there. Okay, so how about this one? Where do you learn how to make ice cream? And this is one of my favorites.
Where do I learn?
Yes.
Pinterest. You know, I made that ice cream a couple weeks ago from Pinterest.
Yes,
strawberry,
it was
banana.
Good.
Is
it
that
was good?
But I'm kind of gathering that's not the answer you're looking for.
No.
Okay.
So, so the answer is Sunday school. You get it? Sunday. S-U-N-D-A-E. Sunday. Quote, school.
All right.
All right. Two scoops. All right.
Awesome. All right. Stuff. All right, moving right along. You got anything else for us?
Okay, so the last and not least, I'm gonna leave you with this one. What do you call somebody with no body and no nose?
Say it again.
Somebody who has no body and no nose. Okay, I see you thinking.
Right.
I'm gonna give it to you. Nobody knows. Get it? Nobody, no news.
Oh, I get it.
Nobody knows.
Now, that was actually kind of funny.
Okay, all right, see?
And definitely dad jokes.
Oh, okay. yes.
Do not quit your day job,
okay,
boy.
Okay,
I'm just saying, but good job.
Wait till next year. I'll have some better ones.
All right, we're going to be looking forward to that.
All right.
Well, friends, that's our show for today, and we're so glad you joined us. And we just want to take an opportunity to wish fathers all around the globe a happy and blessed Father's Day. Father figures, thank God for you. We pray your strength in the Lord as you go forward and raise your family and be the priest, the provider, the protector, the teacher, and the role model that God has called you to be. And so, husband, would you like to pray for the fathers before we close out today?
Absolutely. Let us look to the Lord. Almighty God, as we observe Father's Day, I lift all the fathers of this world up to you with honor and love. Fathers play an integral role in the lives of our children as mentors, providers, caregivers, and so much more, and also provide a firm foundation on which our children stand. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for your provision and for sharing them with your divine blessings. I pray that you would consecrate fathers and set them apart for your purpose. To you, our most heavenly Father, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you. Thank you so much, husband. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. As always, we never want to leave without offering an invitation to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. So we're going to go through the ABCs real quickly, and we hope and pray that you will invite the Lord to come into your life. And so admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. That's A. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. It's just that simple.
Yes.
And then pray and invite him in to your life as Savior and Lord. And guess what, my friend? If you do all that, you are saved. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We are rejoicing, and so are the angels in the heavenlies. We encourage you from here to get connected with a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. You need a covering so you can grow in community with other believers. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thank you for joining us. And again, we say happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Yes, thank you.
Happy Father's Day, husband. I want you to know how proud I am of you. I thank God for you every day.
Thank
I love you.
You
so much, and I pray that you will have a blessed and wonderful time of celebration.
Amen.
Got some surprises for you, boo, so
get
ready.
Get the tie rack together.
Okay. He trying to be funny. It's all good. And so, as always, our prayer for you and your family is the Lord bless you and keep you.
The Lord make his face shine on you.
And be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you.
And give you peace. Be blessed.
Be safe.
Be well. Take care, everybody.
So long.